Chapter 9, The Things That Didn't Go Back to Normal. At first, it went exactly as expected. Then, like Grandma Burger's salsa, things got spicy. It sucked in the stick, which made those loud
Grandma
noises.
Grandma Burger's salsa.
Mm-hmm. She's known for her salsa. Yep. Sally's hand was almost sucked in, but she yanked it out and fell backwards.
Wait, people actually know about her because of her salsa?
No, but like, you went. When they were in their old house, anytime you went to go visit, like, she always had jars of salsa ready to go with chips. Then it was all homemade. She learned in Texas. The GGFM continued to suck. Sally scurried back. The GGFM started to shake, then wobble. Then it shook again, then it wobbled again. Then just to mix it up, it wobbled, then shook. Then it tipped over from all the wobbling and shaking. Yeah, I'm ready. On the ground, it's... Nope. Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, Dad, she wanted me to come.
On the ground, it swallowed the grass and the dirt underneath. Great clumps of sod and one bug were pouring into the machine. Soon there was a 5-foot hole where the ground had been. A lawn chair flew by Billy's head towards the machine and took a chunk of ice cream with it. It sounded like a tornado. The machine was dragging Sally across the grass towards itself. She grabbed a tree to stay put. Billy, hang on to something. I don't have any hands. Sally's tree cracked. You've got to get away, Billy. Hop or something. I'm trying. Billy hopped as best he could, but it wasn't working. He was slowly sliding toward the machine. He fell over and tried to roll away, but that wasn't working either. Everything that wasn't tied down was flying into the machine. Lawn decorations, small plants, a shovel, a garden hat. The shed across the street collapsed and was sucked into the machine. The GGFM was sucking with such power that it didn't matter the size or the shape of the object. Sally, who was still hanging under the tree, saw Ice Cream Billy in the corner of her eye. He had managed to roll behind a large boulder and was keeping him steady. Everything was in disarray. Disarray is a fun word I just learned. It means everything was crazy because the GGFM was creating all sorts of craziness. If Billy and Sally hadn't been so distracted by staying alive, they would have noticed that nothing was coming out of the GGFM. Stuff was only going in. They would have thought this was odd if they had in fact thought about it. As it was, though, they were not thinking about it because they were too busy trying to stay alive. With the children hanging on for their dear, short lives, and the GGFM destroying their neighborhood, it looked like there was no hope. Sally couldn't go near the machine to turn it off without being sucked in, and Billy didn't have any arms. And even if they did survive, school exams started tomorrow, so what was there to live for anyway? If I were a mean-spirited Arthur, this is where I would end the story. You would never know what happened to our friends Billy and Sally. Do the children get sucked into the machine? What does the silver button finally do? Does Billy spend the rest of his life as an ice cream cone? If so, what does he taste like? But since I'm not a mean-spirited author, but a kind, helpful, and clever author, I won't end the story here. I will tell you what happens next. The children were still fighting for their lives. If I can interrupt the story for a moment, it seems like there's no way to end this story happily. To the few people who are still reading this book, I have bad news. I can't think of a good ending for the story, which is why I'm stalling. It probably won't be a satisfying ending, so I'll keep describing the scene in order to avoid the inevitable disappointing conclusion. Hopefully I'll think of something before the children die a miserable death. The wind grew stronger still. The roots of Sally's tree began to crack. Billy's boulder was scooting across the lawn. Things were flying through the air, left, right, center, and off center. A bundle of mail, a mailbox, a mail truck. Nothing could stop the GGFM. Billy looked along the sidewalk and saw the lady in the yellow dress hanging onto a telephone pole. She had tied the leash to the pole so the cat seemed to be floating in the air, held in place by its collar, continuously sucked in by the machine. The lady was losing her grip. It seemed to Billy that it was happening in slow motion. Now she was hanging on by one hand. Then she let go of the pole and was holding onto the cat, who was attached to its leash. Then, in an even slower moment of slow motion, the leash ripped, sending the lady and her cat toward the machine.
Dad.